Didn't do enough today. No excuses. On the day, their day, they thoroughly deserved to win the game. They had more desire and commitment than us. Not a brilliant team, but hard-working team, but thoroughly deserved to win the game. So you've got to give them credit there. They've come here today and given help, because I think that we had too many players who couldn't rise to the occasion. I think that we went with a team which, basically, apart from Theo Lewis, who weren't 100% fit, which played down at Easton, done very well. And I'm afraid today that it seemed to be too much for certain players in the team. That's why we made a substitution very early on. I think that, we were finding ourselves, as I say, with a team out on the park with certain players who couldn't adjust or handle it. And we never handled it first 45 minutes. There's no secret about that. Cheap first goal, as far as I'm concerned. John Goddard gave the ball away middle of midfield. Ball's worked out to the left-hand side here. Joey Jones looks like he's given too much room for me for where I'm standing. It don't look a great ball in the box with pace from where I'm standing. Ross Warner said he's got a flick, but it looked to me from where I am, it trickled in. So that one, second goal. Again, to be honest with you, they worked the ball and the ball came at the back post. I think Ross Warner can tip it over the bar. Just flick it over. Yeah. For some reason he hasn't. He's tried to put an hand up there and the ball's fell loose and he's put it into an empty net. Flick it over. Like I say, we never really got going first half. Had no complaints at half time. Probably a little bit shell-shocked. We were probably shocked that we were 2-0 down and they were probably shocked they were 2-0 up in respect to where you look at league positions and where we've both been over the course of a period of time. But, all credit to them. They've come here today and they've got a good reaction. They were wounded from their defeat the other day and they've thoroughly deserved to win the game. And we're chasing it second half. You've got to chase it. And we only really had a go, John, the last 15 minutes when we got one back, in the sense there. We showed a lot more desire in the last 15 minutes. But over the 90 minutes, didn't do enough. Have no complaints with the result.
Why was that, Gary? Can you put a finger on to why, for some reason, today they couldn't quite rise to the occasion?
John, I don't know. That's a frustrating part, I think, about football, whether you're a supporter or a manager, or whatever way you look at it. But, when you look at league positions at the moment, we are a team now at the moment which has lost our way. Whether it's too much to handle for players or it's too much pressure or expectation, I don't know. And we've got to make sure now that we dig deep. The transfer window opens next week. There will be changes, there's no doubt about that at the club, in respect of, we've got to look and assess situations where we are as a club. You don't turn around and, try and ask for support from the chairman or the ball to try and push on if you feel, level-headed about it. You're not going in the right direction. At the moment, John, we're not going in the right direction. At the last five league games, we lost four and drew one. We ain't been playing well. We haven't been playing fluent. Yes, we've had injuries along the way, but every club gets injuries, all right? They're big players when you miss the likes of Scott Rendell and you lose Mark Ricketts and you lose Michael Sester. They are big players, but at the end of the day, all clubs get them. We have to turn around and be level-headed and we have to sit down and take a fresh look at the situation. We've done well to where we've got to. We've had a very good opening 27 games of the season where we are in league position. But now we've got to turn around and make sure over the last 18 games or whatever we got to play that we try and hang in there and get as many points as possible.
How concerned are you, Gary, that all that hard work you did in the first half of the season is certainly in the last, as you say, four or five games, is slowly starting to come undone?
Oh, it's... John, we were punching, I believe, and I've always said it, a way by our weight, big time. But like I say, we've lost our way, John. We've lost our way, and that happens in football. You have certain young players who it can get too much, or the expectation of trying to turn around and continue over a long period of time of consistency. You get senior players who don't reach the heights what you expect of last season. As individuals, there's a mixture all the way around. But, we have to keep working, John. We have to keep working because it's a very, very demanding league. There's no doubt about that. It's a very, very demanding league. But we have to keep going to the end of the road. And wherever we come at the end of the day, we've got to try and get as many points as possible.